May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 1052. Redeemer, whither should I flee, or how escape the wrath to come? The weary sinner flies to thee for shelter from impending doom. Smile on me, gracious Lord, and show thyself the friend of sinners now. Hymn 1052.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word in the prophet Ezekiel chapter 36. Ezekiel chapter 36. Also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Because the enemy hath said against you, Aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Because they have made you desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers, to the valleys, to the desolate waters, to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Idumea, which have appointed my land into their possession, with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds, to cast it out for a prey. Prophesy, therefore, concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, I have lifted up mine hand. Surely the heathen that are about thee, they shall bear their shame. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches, and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and ye shall be tilled and sown. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. And the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginnings. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men. Thus saith the Lord God, Because they say unto you, Thou land devourest up men, and hast bereaved thy nations. Therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nations any more, saith the Lord God. Neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen any more, but neither shalt thou bear the reproach of the people any more, and neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall any more, saith the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them, for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols, wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries, according to their way, and according to their doings I judged them. And when they entered into the heathen whither they went, they profaned my holy name, when they said to them, These are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for mine holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember your own evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord God. Be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the wastes shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that passed by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men that like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feasts. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Let us pray. Most High, Eternal, Almighty, Holy, 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 Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, do help us to realize in this public way we address the majesty of heaven. And may that humble awe be upon our spirit to abhor ourselves before thy all-seeing eye. Blessed Holy Father, blessed Holy Son, blessed Holy Ghost, leave us not to rush foolishly, heedlessly into thy presence, into thy house, gabbling out our words. We come, Lord, as sinners. We venture near the throne of grace. We make our request known. We desire to be spiritually minded. We desire to be in the Spirit of God in this public manner. We desire thy gracious presence and blessing upon us in our midst. We desire to behold the majesty of heaven, for no man can approach thee, but to have an understanding of the immensity of God and thy power and of thy tremendous sovereignty. But who can stand before thee? Blessed Holy Ghost, do bring forth the sweet new wine of the kingdom into our hearts, and bring forth the fruit of the Son of God into our souls. O blessed Son of God, Lord Jesus, we approach thee, our advocate, our shepherd, our King, our captain, our prophet, our high priest, our Saviour, our only Saviour, the only Redeemer. We would approach thee where, Lord? The place where thou sittest, the throne of grace in glory. We on earth addressing the majesty of heaven in the glory and the beauty of the Son of God. And here we come as poor sinners. But may we understand in those glorious second person of the most blessed Trinity of persons, the King of Grace, clothed in a body like our own, yet exalted and glorified, and in the beauty of the Godhead. But we come pleading the wounds that thou dost still bear in thy glorified, blessed, holy body. And do hold out the scepter of thy kingdom, thy majesty, thy will unto us. And that we may approach weeping, confessing, pleading, seeking, asking, worshipping, and praising, thanking. There is a throne of grace. There is a place where we can come, even us, even this worm, even this rag can approach and be heard in honest, humble, true realities of confession of our sins, pleading the mercy that we so are aware we need, grace to reign, grace to overcome in us and for us in our life, that we would see Jesus. Grant that we may have our heart affected as we would consider thee there on the throne of grace and standing in heaven at the Father's right hand to make intercession and advocate with God. Oh, we would plead that precious blood, the Son of God laid down his life. Leave us not to rush over these truths. May they enter our heart and affect us forever. May our soul be led to seek a vital interest here and the security of it forever. May our hearts breathe in the life given as a ransom for our sanctification and our redemption. Lord, simply teach us how to pray and to seek aright. We do bow, bid us trust, but Lord, we come in our troubles. We come in our pathway, we come in our lives, we come in our circles, we come with our burdens. Oh, that we at this throne of grace may cast this burden, and that we may pour out our heart in those requests. Lord, as we come to prayer, we have to say with the disciples of old, increase our faith. Faith in thy fullness, in who thou art. Faith in what thou hast said to us. Save us from unbelief. Faith in what thou hast done for poor sinners, and we are poor sinners. Faith personally. Faith that is not deception. Lord, a living faith that humbly trusts and waits. And, Lord, knows it is best to fall into thy hand and wait for thee, and would ever wait on thee. Oh, we do us thy blessing. That is our request this night. That we don't come to thy house in vain. There may be something for us. Lord, pardon mine iniquities. Wash away all my sins. Where do we begin to confess? Lord, we've no idea. Where do we begin to confess? Such is the magnitude of our corruption and our rottenness. Wherever do we begin? However can we begin to sweep the house clean? There's much rubbish. But we look to thy grace and thy fullness. And one glimpse, one look from heaven will answer everything and put everything right. That precious blood, that one offering forever. So we bow before thee at this time of public worship, and we pray we may see Jesus in my place. Oh, Lord, we don't want just to say these things. If ever we've known it, and some of us have that little hope, Lord, we desire this sacred scene ere we die again, at thy appointed time and way. Dear Lord, do help us then. We do want to know thee as my Lord and my God, and assure our interest in thee, and change our life forever and ever and ever for good. And don't let us just drift on in all this muddle, we humbly pray. But thou dost bring the blind by a way they knew not. Lord, it is humbling. We want everything cut and dried and clear. But Lord, thou dost humble us in all the mess and the muddle we have to wade through. It's humbling work, Lord, and it's the work of grace, a wonderful work of grace going on in our short sojourn below. Prepare us for thy will in the remaining days of our life, and prepare us for the end of the journey. Leave me not to religion that just knows about thee in the head, but to carry thee in the heart, the life given as a ransom, the total separation from this world. Oh, unto glory, unto heaven. Oh, do work, Lord. Do work, because we have no power in this ourselves. Bless this house. Bless this house. Remember thy servants that come. Bless them and help them. Remember the dear deacons, be gracious to them, strengthen their heart. Remember the church and the congregation, keep them in thy tender fear and keep them as one. Lord, we pray at this time for those hoping to be married on the morrow, joined in holy matrimony. Remember them in mercy on the morrow and grant a good day in the family. And those travelling this night, grant them those safe journeys, and we trust those that have gone, and a good number have gone from this assembly this day. May the peace of God be with them at this time, and especially we pray for the two young friends. Oh, be with them, go before them in life's journey. May they be united in the vine. May they hear thy voice. May they bow their heads in prayer. Together, may they know thee as their Lord and God. We pray for each. Remember aged friends among us, one in weakness no longer attending this house. Remember her in her lonely pathway. Strengthen the families and those that care for her, and grant them their reward. Remember all in senior years, all in middle life, in the heat of the day and the burden of business. Help them to cast this care on thee. Remember young people going forth in life, in business, study. Prosper them, but Lord, bring them to need thee and to know thee and to hear thy voice, and save them. Bless the Sunday school here. Bless the dear children, the sweet babes. May they be heirs of glory. Remember widows, widowers, those who plough a lonely furrow, those in distress, those with a special case, Lord, arise. So we pray thy blessing on Zion. Bless thy servants on the walls of Zion. Whither thus saith the Lord, those recently gone forth, grant them thy gracious presence, those now coming to the end of their days, their labours laid down. O Lord, be very near them and bless them. Let the dawn of heaven begin to break within their spirits, we humbly pray. Oh, may it be so in our own cases, all of us in this assembly. Oh, prepare us, Lord. We want more than a religion on earth. We need to be prepared for another place, a heavenly place, to be with Christ, which is far better. And how little room we seem to have in our hearts at times, even for him whom our soul loveth. There is one thing we can do, Lord, and say truly before thee, we do long for thee. We do long for thee. Dear Lord, remember Zion. Bless thy servants and the editors of our magazines. Return in power in our churches. Bless thy one church in the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read in this land and so forth. The earth, the deep places of the earth. Make ways of escape for thy people in genocide and war and conflict and persecution. Lord, have mercy on England in these solemn times. Intervene for us in this referendum. Oh, undertake. Overturn, overturn. We must bow. We have departed. Oh, we are departed. Oh, we've sown to the wind. We're reaping the whirlwind. Lord, we've departed. For the remnant's sake, intervene and appear for us and overthrow. Oh, lengthen out our Protestant heritage, religious, civil liberties, freedom to worship, our independence as a nation. But, oh, that the nation would turn to thee, O Lord. Oh, touch the consciences of the nation, the heart of the nation. Raise up deliverers, those to sound the alarm in the cities and the warning for the nation and the people to see just where we've got to and where we are and why. Oh, is anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, remember us in mercy. But we bow, thou reignest. My kingdom is not of this world. Oh, may our hearts be set on the heavenly kingdom. But do hear prayer, please, dear Lord, for the remnant's sake. Now we thank thee, bless thee for all thy mercies, thy goodness, thy care, thy watchfulness. Lord, the wonders of thy preservation and protection, we stand in awe, all we do. How good thou art. But those spiritual mercies, our Lord Jesus, the throne of grace, the word of God, thy precious blood, thou art the glory of them, the lattice of the gospel. Oh, we acknowledge these spiritual blessings. May we know more of them and have good ground on which to bless thee for them. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Anything we have omitted to pray for, do make up again. Thou knowest to every one of us have come. The cares, the worries, the hopes, the joys, the exercises, the prayers, the longings, the difficulties, the heart sorrows. Lord, hear prayer. Work for us, we pray. Now what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Great God of heaven, I plead the name of thy own, the begotten Son before the throne. Holy Spirit, be due in our midst, dwell in our hearts. Give us that touch from heaven, Lord, that anointing oil. Lord Jesus, I plead thy name before the throne. Come. Come into our hearts and midst. Oh, be with us now. Watch over us. Come. I come before thee with the publican's prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, I come with the woman of Canaan. Lord, help me. And if any soul has come with the cry of Hezekiah, O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Oh, may they know their prayer is heard, and thou hast seen their tears. We ask all things. Come, Lord Jesus, come in thy worthy name and for thy sake. Lord Jesus, come. Come, come, come. Come to us, Lord, and bless us. Come, come. Amen.
Hymn number 386. Weary of earth, myself, and sin, dear Jesus, set me free, and to thy glory take me in, for there I long to be. Hymn 386.
vengeance upon the Lord for needed help. I will draw your attention to the chapter we read, Ezekiel 36 and verse 37. Ezekiel 36 and verse 37. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Ezekiel 36, verse 37, thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. These were the words that I had early this morning. Are we inquirers? This is a blessed chapter. Israel is in captivity, going into captivity in captivity. But here Ezekiel speaks of a time of restoration. And he shows forth that his anger at these enemies, at the Chaldeans and the other nations which are around, like Edom and so forth, who were Israel's enemies, who were God's enemies. He speaks in that language to the country, the land, worded as the mountains of Israel. He speaks to the land itself in the hearing for the children of Israel to hear. He reminds them of why they were in trouble. And then he promises those blessed restorations, what he's going to do to them, the fullness of the Spirit with them, and the cleansing and the prosperity and so forth. Do we hear the word of the Lord personally? We can read that chapter and know what it means. You know, we know exactly what it means. Are you the one that needs the blessing? Are you the one that needs the cleansing? Are you the one that needs the Holy Ghost? Are you the one that needs to bring forth fruit? Are you the one that needs to be saved and blessed and for the Lord to love you and restore unto you the joy of his salvation? That is the point. It is a spiritual book. There are wonderful blessings. When the Lord speaks a promise into the soul, or when he gives a word in season, it comes in with hope, but there's a waiting time very often for that performance and that fulfillment. And you look into the Old Testament and you'll see it right through. David anointed, but he wasn't made king straight away. Abraham promised a seed, he had to wait the quarter of a century. Jacob with that blessing at Bethel, what he had to go through before he could seal his sons back before him in Egypt and so forth. Jacob cries when he blesses his sons, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. I've waited for it. But Jacob, you've had some of it. You've had the blessings. He says, I've waited. I've waited for this day, when I shall be with my Lord. Are we among those that are waiting? We're just singing a most sacred hymn. Dear friend, if there's a heart here who sung that with feeling tonight, and peradventure there's someone who sung it as a wish they could sing it. If only I could sing it. If only I could come there. I believe by and by, if you're being taught of the Lord, you will come there. If you've got a desire for Christ, you will see Christ. But there's the waiting time. All that Jacob went through. Now, these blessed promises here, tremendous things, but there's some secrets there. The Lord said he doesn't do it for their sake. He's not being unkind. He's not saying, I'm not mindful of you. Of course he cares for his people. They belong to him. He's purchased them. But what he's directing them to is something very sacred, very blessed and wonderful. His own glory's sake. and there encapsulates the whole of salvation, the glory of God. The whole of the blessing of the church is for the glory of God, God's praise. God has willed, he will have a people amongst the lost sons of men to love him and adore him in glory and to value him and to be with him forever. Are we among? No, this is for God's glory. Where do we come in? Nothing in my hand I bring. Awakening grace brings us to see the matchless love of God in the Son of God. Friend, we sing that lovely hymn. It is a beautiful hymn. It is. And oh, for that little scene. Friend, it'll ravage your heart. You'll be one to Christ in a moment. Behold a scene of matchless grace. 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place. Jesus in my place. Jesus in my place. Friend, isn't that the blessing you want? Isn't that what you're inquiring after? This glory. Well, our text is about inquiring. And for these great blessings, God will have Judah or Israel pray for them. Pray for them. Friend, what are we praying for? And he says, thus saith the Lord God. Here is authority. Friend, you can't escape what the Lord says. And he says, I'll have them inquire. I'll have them inquire. I will yet for this, for these blessings, this restoration. You know, restoration is a tremendous blessing. Friend, you think what it means, why the purpose of restoration is. A favoured soul, Christ revealed, whichever way the Lord blesses you, favoured, forgiven, blessed, encouraged, whatever it is, whatever degree, settled on the rock, brought to Christ. But what? How can you need restoring from that? How could Israel, Judah, be restored unto those blessings that they already had? It shows they lost them. It shows backsliding. It shows failure. It shows the Lord hiding his face. What do we know about that? What do you know about Judah's captivity? What do you know about the heathen in Labia? What do you know about the Lord's judgments? What do you know about his chastisement? What do you know about that text? As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. That's love, you know. As many as I love. As many as I've chosen. As many as I've redeemed. As many come into glory with me. They'll be sanctified within. I'll make them holy and white. But something very blessed. God doesn't look. If God lays his correction on you, there's a reason. Because with his stripes, you're healed. With Christ's stripes, you're healed. If you're in Christ, you'll have some stripes. But it's his stripes that heal you. What he's had, that's the glory. But the text speaks of restoring. Think of David. Blessed language. He restoreth my soul. Poor David needed it. More than once. More than once. Soul, you're needed. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Friend, it speaks of a downgoing. It speaks of slippery steps. It speaks of forgetfulness of God. It speaks of heart wandering. It speaks of a dead frame and a formality and content to drift along in an outward religion, a form of godliness without the power. He restoreth my soul. The Lord does it. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. the right way that I've longed for but failed in. I've gone to Bypath Meadow. I've slipped. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. What's the paths of righteousness? Following Jesus. Singleness of eye. Drawing on his grace. The heavenly touches, the encouragements in the word, they do you good. It's not just having words of encouragement. It has an effect on your life and heart. If God speaks, it has an effect on your life and heart. The paths of righteousness. We come back to what Ezekiel says, for my own name's sake. Not for your sake, for mine own name's sake. David received tremendous blessing and benefit. Oh, happy David, blessed David, a man after God's own heart. Loved, the son of David from his natural loins. The son of God from his natural loins, although, of course, eternally the son of God. But for his own name's sake. David loved that name. David loved the Lord. And if your soul loves the Lord, there'll never be any crown on your head. It'll be for his sake and his glory. Now, God says, for all these blessings and these restorations, and my love to be seen again and to flow forever. Before I get to that, there's one thought. We don't really see Israel, or Judah, after the return from Chaldea and restoration, they didn't really go to these idols again. They stayed, more or less, I speak generally here, more or less in the right way concerning the law. Mind you, they made a mess of it. They broke up into sects, Pharisees, Sadducees, and the Essenes, and so forth. So they weren't right. When Christ came, they weren't right. But generally speaking, the proper worship was still in the land. Whereas when they went into captivity, there was hardly any true worship in the land. It was all heathen worship. But there's still a danger. It wasn't in spirit and truth when Christ came. It was the tradition of the fathers. Now, what's our worship? Tradition of the fathers, what we've gathered up in intellect, an easy believing philosophy. You've only got to believe and trust. Friend, I wish it was easy as that. God's people, the Lord will be in quiet. He hides his face, and he did from Israel. Now, let's get back to the word. I will be inquired of. What does it speak of? Inquiry. We immediately think of the throne of grace, breathing forth your heart to God, searching the scriptures, looking to see what the Lord says concerning your pathway and your days, concerning the end. You want to draw some water from the well of the gospel. There were several things sort of came before me in the vestry. We think of Moses at that time of crisis, show me now thy way. What an inquiry. Show me now, Lord, what's thy way? He also prayed, show me thy glory. I've got to be quick on this because of time. I seem to have lost time somewhere. At the time of the golden calf and God's wrath, the awfulness of the Lord saying to Moses, I send an angel, I'm not coming. Now, what a mark of grace. If you know the Lord, you'll be at a time when you cannot let God go. And you'll remind the Lord of his promises and his grace and his word to you. You'll plead his blood. You can't accept that. Moses had union with God, with Christ. And how could he go on if the Lord not went with him? Do you have any union with the Lord? You cannot accept that, can you? You'll be a poor suppliant, a beggar. Acknowledging you deserve it, to deserve to lose the Lord. But you'll plead his blood. You'll plead what he said. You'll plead what he's done like Moses. But dear Moses, he's not starting again, but he's come to show me now thy way and show me thy glory. Inquired of. You never thought Moses would have to say that, did you, or play that, would you? Moses brought them out, and he was strengthened to do so out of, it was the God's glory, of course, not Moses, but he was raised up for that reason. With a strong arm, God brought them out. And Moses was a leader and a captain among them, although a very meek man, and he was very learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, but there was none, no man so meek as Moses. What a glorious character. But, you know, he's brought to this afresh. Show me now thy way. What is thy will? What is thy way? What's God's way for us this evening? Lord, what is thy way? Inquire. The Lord answered. Friend, there's some blessed in... If you look in the word of God in true inquiries, now there's some solemn things in Ezekiel 14, the Lord not hearing their inquiries, and so forth because of their sins. But where there is grace, that inquiry has blessed answers through the word of God. It finishes up. I would do this thing also thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight. That is, I'll go with thee, and I'll make my goodness pass before thee, and my presence shall go with thee. Now that's my way. That's my way. That's my way is grace. My way is forgiveness. My way is mercy. That's God's way. And you'll walk in those paths. A humble suppliant, daily watching at his gates, in his word for his coming. Look at David, he heard that the Philistines had robbing the threshing floors in Keilah, and inquires, shall I go down? Yes, and I'll deliver the Philistines into your hand. He does Keilah that favour. When he went down, he didn't know what was going to happen, that Saul heard about it, and he was coming down. And will Saul come down? Yes, says God, inquired. And the next question, will the people of Keilah give me up? Yes, they will. And he hastens off. Inquiries of mercy, ways of escape. But my thoughts, not so much on those things. My thoughts run to David when Ziklag was burnt with fire. Without going to the deep detail of it, David here was under some correction. He hadn't been honest with Achish, had he? Hadn't been straight. I'm saying he was telling lies or anything, but Achish was left with a different impression to what David, where David had actually been. And there's a crisis. And the Amalekites take vengeance. And they return to Ziklag, and all is lost. Everything's gone. Friend, do you know what it is to lose all hope? Because you've pursued your own way. God lets us pursue our way for a while until we hit a brick wall. Until we've got nothing left. But he's still God. And you're still his child, and he's still well with your soul, but you don't feel it so. David lost everything. His wife's gone. And then, as you know the account, they spake of stoning him. Poor David. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You know, it's a great mercy to have a little that a righteous man hath is better than all the treasures of the wicked. Friend, it's not quantity. It's the hope set before you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. What has the Lord done for your soul? Encouragement, answers to prayer, helps. A little heavenly hope given. Jesus made precious, Jesus the way. You know, it's not knowing about it. Your heart goes out. He comes down. There's a meeting. There's a meeting in Christ with God. There is Calvary. There is the certainty of the word. All the glory of that atonement, that blood. May I speak of security in the covenant? A little help in it, a little touch, a little realization of the Lord towards you, chosen you, led you, heard his voice, a little touch, a little opening up. Dear friend, David had something. David had something he could go back down. He had a rock. He had something that was from God. And he could go to it. He encouraged himself. And you think how the Lord had been with him. Now we could take outward things. You could think of Goliath. Tremendous. You could think escaping from King Saul, the javelin. Tremendous. The escape when his wife Micah, she puts a bolster in the bed and he's gone, and Saul thinks he's ill. Escape. But what about those other escapes? What about those two escapes that David gave Saul? He could have killed him. What a godly man. What a godly man. And ever so solemn, you know, while David is inquiring of the Lord, Saul is inquiring of a witch. What a difference. Fearful, you know. Fearful. But David inquires of the Lord. And bring him, encouraged himself. But he'd be inquired of. The need is, David can encourage himself in all that's happened in the past. But what about now? I haven't got anything left. My wives, the people were weeping. David was weeping. Everything is a disaster. What's he going to do? Well, he goes to the Lord. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? How will you recover your blessings? How will the Lord return to your soul again? How will you have hope? Yet for this, friend, you'll have to inquire of him, won't you? Where are you going to go then? What would, if this is serious and you're in a, friend, what are you going to do? There is a way of escape. He's made a way of escape. Not just from trouble, but a way to deliverance, away from the sorrow, away from the depression, away from the judgment. Jesus is that way. He inquires. But there's some work to be done. It must be a however do I get that back? You know, shall I pursue after this troop? Yes. And thou shalt recover all. Thou shalt recover all. I can't linger on the account. But they found that Egyptian and so forth. And there they were enjoying themselves, the Amalekites. You know what fools. But by grace we'd be doing exactly the same. And David recovered all because God said he would. You see, it wasn't lost, was it? But there was a trial. It was restored. It was restored. A restoration. The blessings of he restoreth my soul. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Restore it to me. Restore it to me. David cries it. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. You want it, you want it. One other thought, and I want to speak more
on those spiritual blessings. And this will lead us into it, I hope. You know, the Apostle Paul. Now, I know in this sense there was not a restoration as such from a backsliding or anything like that, but a Pharisee of the Pharisees. But this is the inquiry. And the first inquiry had, and I want to change my thoughts slightly here. You know, who art thou, Lord? What a good inquiry. You may be too ashamed and embarrassed to admit you don't know who the Lord is in front of his people. You feel you've perhaps a bit inferior or you've come short. Friend, God's people all started the same way. And they started like you have to. Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou? God doesn't despise you. The high-minded religious professor may despise you. That doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. Before God, do you ever say, who art thou, Lord? Friend, I thought Paul knew all about it. Didn't he? Paul knew all about it. He knew who God was. Feet of Gamaliel, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, touching the law blameless. And he has to, what a beginning. A light, Saul weapon. Now, what the point there is that God found him out where he was. Now, you may not be persecuting, but God will find you out where you are. A false hope, an assumption, a natural understanding. Where does God find you out? But what a blessed inquiry. Who art thou, Lord? Friend, pray it. And you'll be surprised. God's people almost come back to that again because they feel to know so little of him. Although I believe they do know him once revealed, we wouldn't say that they would lose that, but they would lose the comforts of it, certainly. But that inner knowledge is like an anchor. You will never lose it. But pray it, soul. Who art thou? Why do I say this? Because of the grace that flows. I am Jesus. The fullness of God. Your Saviour, your... Look only to me and nowhere else. Come to me and go nowhere else. Hold fast to me, wait for me, trust in me, worship at my feet. Look at my wounds. My wounds I receive for your sins. Look at my blood. What an inquiry. For this, while I, where does the text go? I've lost it. I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to bless them, to reveal Christ to them. I'll yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Friend, who art thou? Perhaps I speak to a beginner. Lord Jesus, make thyself manifest. Not knowing about a man with a halo or about Jesus and his miracles. Fred, you want the miracle. Fred, you've got a broken leg. Don't you want it healed? Blind. Spiritually blind. Who is Christ? When the Lord first began with me, I had a hope in his promise in his word in Isaiah. I can tell you that now. And it did my soul good and it raised me to a hope. But I still kept going on that summer in 69. And I was saying, I kept saying, Lord, who art thou? And I didn't know if he asked me who Christ was. I knew he was the Son of God and I knew he was a man. But beyond that, I hadn't got a clue. Until that August. And I was looking it up the other day. This last week, in fact, He revealed himself. Revealed himself. I'm not going to talk about myself. We preach Jesus. But, oh friend, what a sight, a glorious sight. In your place, bearing your sin, bearing your wrath. Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord? Inquire. Inquire. The Lord will gracious. He answered Saul, you know, of Tarsus, didn't he? He said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus. And the next thing, Lord, what will they have me to do? What will they have me to do? Yet for this being quite, friend, don't rest in knowing about the Lord Jesus. Don't rest until you feel his love, until you know who he is, your Lord, your God, your Redeemer. And that's a constant work over years, and you won't be satisfied in fullness until you get to heaven with him to embrace. I don't want to speak wrongly, but if you naturally love a person, you just want to be with them. We don't like being from them. You want to be with Christ, which we've been singing of. That's love. That's love. Reveal thy love. Friend, Jesus revealed to the soul is full of love. The love will flow in. It's to know him. Paul raised to the third heaven. Paul in a trance in the temple. When he writes the Philippians, he said, that I may know him. What is he talking about? I want to know him more. I want to know him more. Yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Now what's the blessings you need? Sprinkle clean water, Lord. Forgive my sins. Wash away my sins. Give me a new heart. Lord, come and save me. I'm in trouble. My soul's in trouble. My family's in trouble. My business is in trouble. My church is in trouble. And I've got travel all round. There's a speaking voice in all God's dealings, you know. If you're a child of God, nothing is happening by chance. There's a speaking voice in it. Yet inquire of him. Bless me. Save me. Friend, and Christ is the antidote of all of the sorrow. A little glimpse of Emmanuel in the soul will answer all your trouble in a moment, and it will be well with your soul, and you will believe that he will undertake for you. Hezekiah prayed, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit, so will they recover me and make me to live. See the trial that he was in. The Lord Jesus, the answer to your need in all things. When he comes, there's healing. There's restoration. There's blessing. There's heavenly hope. And I'm not exaggerating. But I'll be inquired. Now, we haven't... Let's look at this inquiry. Oh, friend, the breathing forth of your soul. Oh, you breathe your way along in prayer. Friend, you will. When you're on the phone, you will as well. Perhaps someone's gone to inquire something and your heart groans within in your trouble while you're on the phone in business. And you breathe for, oh Lord, undertake for me. Oh, for that faith to know that he will. Oh, I said that at the friend's home, it was much with me along there in Over. Trust in him at all times. Friends, I wish we could, but you know, it's a blessed word. You can't give it to yourself, but it's when Jesus shines. But has Jesus once shone upon you? Oh, yet for this, that throne of grace, that looking into the word, I'll be inquired of. What for? What for? Never leave me, Lord. You know, I don't know about you, but if the Lord has blessed your soul, you will want those blessings back again. That assurance back again. And you want him to shine. You want a latter rain to the end of your days to flow down. What is it you need? Lord Jesus, shine. Lord Jesus, come. Save me, be with me. Establish me on the rock. Help me to believe and to hold fast. You know, friend, now, before I come to the end, which I've got to pretty soon, have you forgotten you're a sinner? Do you think you've got beyond it? Do you think God's people are Mr. Perfect, pipsqueak perfect? They know the plague of their own hearts, and what a precious remedy. What a blessed remedy. And friend, that is a river. Rivers keep flowing. God's river doesn't dry up. Earthly rivers dry up. That there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. The tabernacles of the Most High make glad everlasting love. Friend, I'm speaking of sanctifying love, redeeming love, the certainty, security of electing love, flow in that river, and comforting love, and all the love of God in the soul to strengthen thine heart. There is a river, there is a river. It's a gospel river, it's a spiritual river, and it keeps flowing. The remedy to the corruptions of my heart. Don't you want the blessing that you're being inquired of? When you're inquiring, you wouldn't go to an inquiry desk at an airport or something, would you? Unless you wanted to know something. Unless you wanted some sort of direction. If you knew where you were going when you got to the terminal, you wouldn't need to ask anybody, would you? You'd just go. But, Lord, what will they have me to do? Show me, what is thy way? Lord, what do I do now? When Christ is revealed, he's the leader. You know, in the desert they followed the fiery, cloudy pillar, didn't they? They followed, you see. They knew where to go because they were following the fiery, cloudy pillar. Jesus, reveal thyself. And speak, Lord. Speak. You know, I don't want to be fanciful and get too high, but you know, if Jesus is revealed, to fall down and worship, there is the way to go. And Jesus revealed, everything is shown. Be still, wait, trust, follow me. Continue in what you're in. I'll never leave you. I'll sanctify you. I'll open that door. I'll manage that for you. I'll turn that letter on its head. Leave that person over there to me. I'll heal you. I'll touch your body. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. But he'd be inquired of. Come. Come, Lord, come. Now, what is your inquiry? God sees your inquiry. He hears the groaning of the prisoner. He knows the prayer of the destitute. Friend, if you weren't destitute, you wouldn't need the Lord Jesus, would you? He's a blessing for the poor and the needy, the downcast, the sorrowing. The poor inquirer that feels so embarrassed. That they feel embarrassed because they know so little. The Lord draws with his grace. He delighteth in mercy. He delights in mercy. God delights in mercy. You're inquiring after mercy. And he will be inquired of. Now, what's your inquiry tonight? Look unto me and be ye saved. Oh, but I keep looking. I see nothing. Wait patiently. Inquire. Friend, prayer isn't just 5 minutes. I go back to Jacob. I have waited. Now you go and read about Jacob's life. He had some blessing. But look at the sorrow that went with it. Oh, you can say it was his fault. It was your fault as well. You can't blame God. Divine sovereignty for the glorious end that is to come. heaven's dawn with gladness through much tribulation to enter heaven to be with Christ, which is far better. What wilt thou have me to do? Are we yet for this, be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them, to bless them? Ask, it shall be given thee. Friend, that covers everything of your life, what you're in now. Your sorrow, your care, your worry. Lord, should we move our house? Lord, what are we going to do about that expense that's coming up? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Can you trust him? His grace. My grace is sufficient. Paul, you see where Paul got to? He had, had all that glory and a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet him. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Well, I must leave it. Time has run. I leave the word with you. Who art thou, Lord? What a prayer. A prayer that will be answered. Jesus revealed. I believe he will reveal himself. He did to Paul. What wilt thou have me to do? Going to the city. Go where you were going. And don't go anywhere else. You're on that journey as a persecutor. But you carry on to that city, but no longer, and it'll be told thee, you're no longer a persecutor, Paul. You've changed, but you're still in the pathway. Carry on, and I'll be with you, and I'll show you what you've got to do. Well, I will leave it with thee. These great blessings, and read the chapter again. The promises, the restorations. I will do it, says God. I will do it. I will bless thee. I will in blessing I will bless thee, said to Abraham. I will do it. And yet for this I'll be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. We think of Zion. But I can't carry on. I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them.
God willing, Mr. Henry Mercer will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Sayers on Wednesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 303. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the raging billows roll, while the tempest still is high. Hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past, safe into the haven guide. Oh, receive my soul at last. Hymn 303.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.